Our recent world events are catching the eye of many. I'm Keith Lundberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by the South Dakota Angus Association. Invest wisely by registered Angus bulls. That has been the case as we opened up the markets and kicked things off Monday morning. Many eyes and many ears watching what's going on around the world. One of them includes U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa.
Well, it's pretty much focused on everything that's going on in the Middle East now. And of course, I'm following closely what's happening in Iran and that region, and expect to be briefed tomorrow in a classified briefing that's available to all senators. And obviously, Barbara and I are praying for the safety of our troops and the families who've lost fallen ones. Regime change is badly needed for the safety of the world, but we must stop the nuclear enrichment.
The senator also talked about other important things affecting our U.S. ag producers, and that is dealing with ethanol and E15.
But E15, people are very exasperated, mostly corn growers, and they expect us to do something. A month ago, we thought we had a compromise to go in an appropriation bill, which would have been signed by the president now, and then middle-sized refineries popped up. You know, we always heard from the small refineries. We thought the agreement took care of them, and then we have people that you might call mid-sized refineries wanting in on the game because they think they can benefit with more profit. You know, these are $1 billion operations. They might be in three or four states.
With your WNAX Farm News Update brought to us by the South Dakota Angus Association, I'm Keith Lundberg.